Are you looking forward to tailgate season this fall? How about fall golf tournament season? If you are and you enjoy a drink and you're looking for the perfect flask to hold your favorite bourbon, go check out our friends at Rag Proper. That's at ragproper.com. It's the original modern flask. What makes this unique, you might ask? Well, it's not metal. It's made of glass. And the chemical inertness, which preserves the flavor and aroma of your bourbon. Outstanding. Do yourself a favor. Go pick yourself up a flask at ragproper.com. Are you looking forward to football this season? How about the PGA Tour Championship? Maybe you'll be playing a little bit of golf of your own. If you do, don't miss out on Peach State Light, a golden ale brewed with both new and old world grains and hops. It's an easy drinker and refreshing. Do yourself a favor, as our good buddy Jake says, go grab yourself a Peach State Light, the unofficial beer of Georgia.
Make more birdies.
A bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice.
This is not a tip. This is a prescription. Trust me. If you don't, you will fall out of bounds.
Welcome to Birdies and Bourbon. Sit down and have a sip.
Welcome back to the Birdies and Bourbon Show. Dan and I here, we're no longer looking for the best golfers on planet Earth for PGA tournaments now. We're looking for sideshows, attractions, if you will.
Sideshow, you say?
Sideshow. Not a side piece, but a sideshow. we'll get into this a little bit when we talk about the Shriners and the attractions. You know, the Shriners are known for circuses, by the way. Have you ever been to a Shriner circus? I've been to plenty.
Oh, yeah. Of course I have.
Yeah. Well, allegedly, they got an act showing up. And very fitting. It's in Vegas this week.
Oh yeah.
Before we get to the Shriners, there's some news going on in the world of golf that I want to talk about.
I
don't even know where to start. Okay. I mean, I do know where to start because we talked about it just briefly before we came on. And of course, I mean, there's no rhyme or reason as to how the shit's going to go down today. But it's going to go down. By the way, like the show, share the show with a friend. And leave us a review about what city? What was the last city that you went to a circus at? And Bernardo's counts. Yes, Bernardo's circus is a legitimate circus. I don't know what that was. Episode 523.
Yeah,
it was probably like episode 117. Yeah. Go back and listen to us with Marianne Eves. Did they get married? Definitely baby daddy.
I don't know. Yeah. We'll have to get her back on and ask. Yeah.
Hey, we had a ringmaster on the show.
Ringmaster.
I mean, we do it all here. Ambidextrous is what they like to call it.
I think he was on the show twice. I think he was on with her too. Yeah.
He indeed was. He was. Yeah. I don't know if she's coming back on, by the way.
Oh.
I mean, she might. She might. I mean, she's doing Eve's Blind, so she might come back. I don't know.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I don't remember the end of the last show, so you'll have to let me know how we closed that one out.
Interesting. So you have a signed magazine behind you, I think.
I do. You can't see it, but it is over in the corner. I do have a signed magazine. What was she on? She was on American Whiskey Magazine.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. So it was nice of her to do that.
I'm a fan. She's the Sweetens Cove Spirits Blender. Who could resist?
Nope. Nobody can.
I can't resist. Who can resist a good time at the Cove? Not this guy.
Exactly.
Not this guy. By the way, I got my ghost tree hat on.
Nice. Nice.
And I see you. What are you getting ready for Halloween? What are you doing?
It's skeleton October, hat on? I got my True Links on.
All right. Let me go ahead and bring this up. I don't think I brought it up last week. And I have been a True Links fan for quite some time.
I know that's true.
And I have been gifted. They've sent me some of their shoes.
Yep.
Gratis.
Yep.
I've actually purchased some of their shoes. Mm-hmm. And oddly enough, I was in, it's the leather pair, the leather like pro Lux or something. Anyway, I took those to Sweetens with me. I tried them on at the house, so I knew they fit. but I had never played in them. I bet I didn't make it through three holes, and my fucking heel's bleeding.
Jeez.
I'm like, son of a bitch. I mean, this is like, and that, this ain't even day one. This was for the road sign tournament. This is not even day one of the tournament. This is day pre-tournament. We're just going to get a few holes in, and I'm already playing barefooted.
Jeez.
Now, maybe the issue was I don't have a pro swing, so it doesn't go in a pro shoe.
Could be.
I mean, you have the same shoe. You like it. You didn't. You walked your little ass off. Well, not little, but you walked walked Pinehurst up one side and down the other. And you like the shoes.
They're very comfortable shoes. Yes, I like them. I don't have the ones that you have. I don't have the mesh ones. The mesh ones seem like they're very nice.
These were not the mesh ones. These
I know. I'm just saying. I think the mesh ones are even probably nicer. Yeah.
No, the mesh ones are. I mean, I love those things.
Yeah.
I'm back to the mesh. Yeah. That's all I can say. Okay. I don't.
Can you? Sure, have you found anything that beats the mesh though?
You know, I do have a few pairs of Johnny O's
like
that I'm kind of digging. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm digging the Johnny O's. But a very similar style. I mean, they're a meshy tennis shoe kind of setup. Speaking of, the reason I wanted to talk about that. So the new, and I don't have any of these, but I'm thinking about getting a pair. I don't know if I'm going to get these because I don't know if I can qualify. But allegedly, the new Jordan low tops. Is it Travis? I don't think it's Travis Barker. Hold, please. There's a collab going on here. Travis Scott. So the Jordan 1 retros with a collab on Travis Scott. They're neutral and olive. They're not the best looking shoe. But allegedly there's a store in Europe that you've got to hit a golf ball. You have to hit a ball 200 yards in order to qualify to buy a pair of the shoes, because they're trying to keep them from going to all the secondhand whatever bays that resell shoes. And I guess there's a lot of people that can't hit a golf ball 200 yards. I for one can hit. I mean, I have hit plenty of balls that didn't go.
This is them.
The Travis Scott. Yeah, see, so $2,000, $1,900 already. So it's got like the backwards swoosh on it. And I don't like the color. I don't know that I'm a fan of the backwards swoosh. I mean, obviously, there's a limited availability. I definitely paying $2,000 for those things. But what it did do is it did attract my attention too. The low cut Nike Air Jordans golf shoes. And I think I'm gonna try a pair out. I got a buddy that
wears some of those. Yeah, I do. Yeah,
yeah. Does he like them?
He seems to. Yeah. A lot of people wearing those Jordans on the course these days. A lot of people.
Got to get a hold of Ben Affleck and see if he can set me up with a pair.
That's a good point.
Just saying. So yeah, I don't know, 200 yards and you can buy a $2,000 pair of golf shoes. I mean, I'm like, if I'm paying $2,000 for a fucking pair of golf shoes, I don't give a shit how far I hit the ball. Like, give me the damn shoes.
Give me the shoes. You had to hit it how far? 200 yards?
200 yards, which I mean is not, I mean, it's not an issue. I mean, I don't know. Give me like a strong 7-iron. And I think I got you.
Yeah, exactly.
So I may have to take maybe a 6, depending on the condition. I mean, is it windy? Is it not windy? Are we hitting into a sim? Is it, I mean, are we outside? Like, I don't know what the stipulations
are. It's definitely going to be in a sim.
All right. I'm probably going to hit a 6 then. Because it doesn't say you got to hit it 200. You have to hit it at least 200. So I'm probably going to hit, a 6 on. Six iron for me. Give me the damn shoe. I hit it. That's $2,000. Just give me the shoes. That's all I'm saying.
Interesting.
All right. So I want to talk some Ryder Cup talk with you.
Okay.
I know the Ryder Cup's over and it's 35 months and 12 days before the next Ryder Cup. I get it. Totally get it.
And I will be there.
Ooh, you were saying that you were going to make this trip.
Mm-hmm.
You got us a place to stay?
No, I've got a little pad up there.
Oh, do you? What do you do when you're up there? Do you do when you're up there, Dan?
We hit 200-yard irons, throw beads at people.
for Jordan, look at golf shoes. the Ryder Cup. I mean, if I ask you now, I would say that you are a golf fan. I wouldn't consider you a casual golf fan, especially not if you're going to make the trek from the tri-state area up to New York. And I mean, Bethpage is not easy to get to, by the way. I played the last time I played Bethpage, I played it with the bull up there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. The bull and I got out and whacked it around. Not easy to get to, definitely outside the city, and, a hard golf. It's Bethpage, right? Isn't that where it's at? The Black Horse? Mm-hmm. Isn't that the, mm-hmm. Yeah. Hard fucking golf course. Let me tell you, maybe one of the, people that have played golf with me or that have seen me hit a golf ball, this is going to be laughable. But I am a better, I was going to say a much better. That's probably not the best way to frame that up. I am a better golfer today than I was when I played Bethpage Black with the bull.
Okay.
From what I remember of it, I would still say it is an extremely hard golf course. Extremely hard.
Yeah, they got the sign.
The sign says it's like, if you're not good, don't play this fucking golf course.
It's like those signs where you're a surfer. It says, keep your ass out the water if you can't surf here. You know, that kind of thing. It's like, do not golf here.
There's a chance you might get bitten by a shark because you are in the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Bethpage Black, it probably needs a lifeguard.
There's a big lake right there. I'm thinking about this, right? And I'm thinking, well, what did Team USA really do wrong? Well, way to keep the stereotype alive, number one, of the good old boys club. Well, I mean, they just... that's coming. That's where I'm heading is it the Emmys? Is it the Grammys? Is it the Golden Globes? I mean, we're running around in friggin' prom dresses and... black tie attire, formal attire, dinner, evening wear. And clearly they're distracted. I don't understand what's happening. When did we get away from a good old fashioned ass whooping on the golf course? Like we gave to those Canadians, last week. It's just saying, I mean, and instead, it's like, oh, we're worried about Vogue magazine over here. I mean, they clearly it's a distraction. I mean, you know what? This is called we're going to the bar, and we're going to the bar, and we're going to the strip club. I mean, we're going on a boys' trip. Why in the world are they turning this thing into a red carpet event? I'm lost. I'm confused.
Well, you're not the only one. So the ratings came out for the Ryder Cup, and you've got pretty sizable drop in Ryder Cup viewership on NBC. Saturday and Sunday averaged about 1.4 million viewers, and the last European Ryder Cup in 2018 in France was about 2.4. So about a million viewers less.
If I had to go to a country... If I said, Dan, I'm going to get you a ticket. You're either going to go to France or you're going to go to Italy. What are you picking?
Italy.
Of course you're picking Italy. Anybody wants to go to France?
No.
So why is there a million more people watching the Ryder? Would you say golf is in up until the commish? Jay, what do we got to do about this, Jay? up until recently. Let's say the past 3 years, would you say golf is in a better place? Well, the live thing kind of screws it up. Even with the live shit going on, pre-live, how about pre-live? Golf was in a better place in 2020 than it was in 2018. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, golf was taking off, man. I mean, with COVID, people were playing it a lot more, getting more interested in it. They had the PGA Tour. Tiger hadn't gotten in the car wreck yet, and all that kind of stuff was going on. And it was a really good sport, and it was on the way up. And now, because of Liv, I mean, that whole Ryder Cup shit was all Liv, right? They didn't want him on the team, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's like, well, these people are like, well, just, you know what? You take it. You can have it, guys.
PSA, kids. Drink. Become an alcoholic. Don't take pills.
That's right.
Pills are not good.
That's right.
Pills are not good for your career. But I'm confused as to what they really did over there. I mean, they take 5 weeks off. Now they're posting pictures. Somebody got married the day after, which, I mean, the guy getting married the day after him, he may have been Captain America for Team USA. But
no hat tan.
No. Hatgate is alive.
Hatgate is alive. Well. Did it for the wedding. Did it for the wedding. Still don't know why JT wasn't wearing his the last day. Maybe he's getting married again, too.
What either that or a new dog?
Or a new dog.
I'm very confused about everything that went on over there. So who's the, we may have mentioned this last week. I was drinking, so I forgot. Well, I know we talked about it. Who's the next captain for Team USA?
They're saying Tiger. They're saying Tiger.
Yeah. I did see some videos. Tiger, I think he's at Pebble.
Yeah.
Hitting, I don't know if he's playing. I would imagine he's playing. Definitely hitting balls.
Didn't look too good.
I think he was at Jim Nance's house. No, he did not look too good.
No, it didn't look good. I would not have posted that.
Well, you're not Tiger Woods.
Clearly. There is one thing that we can do better than Tiger Woods, and it's definitely race. We're definitely better at racers.
Allegedly. Speak for yourself over there.
Oh, you're not a better racer than him? I don't think you are.
I don't know. You got the Porsche. I do have the Porsche.
You have a sports car. You got a race car.
I do have a race car. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know what's to come of the Ryder Cup. We'll see. We'll keep talking about it for the next 2 years.
I did see some good memes this weekend. I was like, look who the head coach of the Broncos this weekend. They had a picture of Zach Johnson.
I think about when you say that, it makes me think about his the pressers that he was doing when they just, I mean, he, that dude seemed like he was stoned out of his mind. I think ZJ is he comes off as a very nice guy.
Sure does.
Masters champion, by the way.
Yeah. And Open champion.
Played on Ryder Cup teams before. But he definitely, I thought he was stoned the whole time. I'm like, somebody slipped something in that guy's brownie.
Hey, you don't leave JT at home.
Maybe they didn't, but I sure feel like they did. Speaking of leaving somebody at home.
Ooh.
Where's Willie Z? I've heard nothing. I've seen nothing. I mean, I've seen pictures of one old and feebled Tiger Woods, videos of Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. And I haven't even got a whiff of Will Zalatoris. Where's Willie?
I don't know. Was he at the Cantlay wedding?
I didn't see him in the pictures.
Interesting.
I haven't seen a video yet, but I didn't see him in any pictures.
Well, we know he definitely had surgery, so maybe he's just resting up, you know?
Could be.
I don't know. Hopefully we see him next year. I mean, that's definitely President's Cup shoe-in, right?
You know who could use him? The Shriners open field.
Who do we see first? Do we see Willie Z or Daniel Berger?
I think it's Willie Z.
I think it is too. Where the hell's Berger at?
He's racing his boat. He's out boat racing.
Was he the one yelling? Was he yelling at Hovland over there at the players?
Hold on. I got three. I got a third one for you.
All right.
I got a third one for you. Right. So Berger.
Yeah.
Willie Z.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, maybe you can throw Anthony Kim in the mix.
No, it's true, too.
Why not? I think we see Willie Z. I don't know where Berger's at. I don't know if he's...
You want to talk about Ryder Cup missing people? Berger, Willie Z, any of the...
Anthony Kim, DJ,
any of those guys, right? I mean, the live stuff aside, you're still missing out on, you know, like the Berger and all those guys, right? And they were the ones that were going to lift the trophy. They were the top of the top. So yeah, we definitely struggled. We also didn't make good decisions going into.
They could have called for counsel. That's. I mean, I'm just saying.
DeChambeau is definitely a top five player in the world. I'm sorry. You and I we're love hate with him. You know, he can be be challenging at times to be a fan for, but at the same time, he's right there.
Can't deny. He's bringing a lot of things.
Yeah.
And one of them may be noise, but I mean, it could be good noise.
The other thing is
clubs. Could be a distraction.
He brings a lot of clubs with him.
Clubs are good.
Yeah.
Clubs are good.
Five new drivers.
Speaking of Liv, I haven't read the book yet. I've read some of the excerpts. Mm. Most of them had expletives. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying. In them. What did Koepka say? I ain't no effing country club boy that all those other boys used to say about the boys. And I'm like, I'm like, wait a minute. He's still bitter because he's couldn't make it as a baseball player, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, 100%. All right.
So do you think there. Dan, as a semi-professional baseball player yourself, someone allegedly baseball player, full ride to was it an SEC ACC school? Yeah. ACC school. Would you say and a shitty golfer, would you say that baseball is harder on the body than golf or vice versa?
No, baseball's not as hard on the body. It depends on what position. Pitchers, maybe. Catchers, maybe. But the rest of them, now, it's not as hard. Golf's harder on the body.
You think golf's harder?
You're swinging a lot more. Yeah, you're going up and down the hills and everything. Yeah, it's a lot harder on you. You play more games in the MLB, but, you know, not in college at home, you know.
They don't call him the left-handed lumber for nothing. Just saying.
You know what they say? I think it's like the average person in an NFL game spends like 35 hours a week. This is just rough, right? I've heard this stat before. Like 35 hours a week practicing, and they play like 11 minutes.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So we've now gone from baseball.
Well, you're comparing sports.
To baseball, to now we're talking about football.
We hit racing, too.
And you did talk a little about racing. We touch it all here. We touch it all.
Touch them all.
I don't want to say that we're ambidextrous, but let's just say we'll do a little bit of anything.
That's right.
Trust me. You don't believe me? Next time you see me, whip it out on me. I'll try.
Exactly. All right, here you go. So Alan Shipnuck has written a new book about Liv, about a Liv social gathering that took place at a pro-am in July of 22. And it says, fuck all of those country club kids.
Hold on, by the way. Yeah. By the way,
you want to read
this? This is on Twitter. This is at birdies_bourbon. Mm-hmm. And look at all these expletives you have in here. I'm surprised they haven't taken our page down yet, Dan.
You can read it. Yeah.
Alan Shipnuck writes about a Liv social gathering that took place at the J.P. McManus Pro-Am. July 22nd. By the way, the J.P. McManus Pro-Am, that is the lead up to the Scottish Open. And he quotes, he's quoting Brooks Koepka, by the way, who's sitting in a flamingo. What's he holding on to there? What is
coconut.
That?
Coconut.
And he's holding on to is that like the pineapple?
That's coconut with a straw in it.
Oh, so it's a cocktail.
Yeah.
He says, fuck all those country club kids who talk shit about me. He said, referring to the likes of Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, and others. You think I give a fuck what they think? In the form of a question. You think I care what people say about me? Also in the form of a question. Yes, I think to both of those. I just had three surgeries, and I'm supposed to turn down $130 million. Also, that should be a statement. Not going to turn it. I grew up with nothing. After signing that contract, the first person I called was my mom. Well, now that is sweet. I love ma'am. Mm-hmm. Ma'am is ma'am's a pistol, so I love ma'am.
Yep.
And then he says they both cried. I know. I mean, this statement is very bipolar because absolutely, I think he cares.
We'll get back there. We'll get back there. keep your focus.
So those of you that are just listening to this, Dan is scrolling through this Twitter page that I cannot believe is not taken down already. And somebody sent a picture of somebody holding somebody else's dog, and the dog is dyed pink, by the way. not allegedly. I'm not calling any names out there. It's very interesting. I didn't post it because I'm trying to keep peace, but it's so borderline. I'm going to post that shit, but I'm probably not going to. Is this Justin Thomas's response?
Yes.
No, do tell.
Okay, Justin Thomas tweets the same day on that post. I'd like to speak on behalf of a lot of tour players and say we're sick of Alan Shipnuck doing what he does. Bring positivity and good stories to help grow the game of golf, not try to make money bashing guys earning zero trust with a lot of incorrect information. Ridiculous. So,
is it ridiculous?
At that point, do you think that Justin Thomas, when Brooks announced he was going to live, wasn't talking junk about him? Of course he was. They all were.
Who's Brad Altman? I don't know who Brad Altman is.
These are just people responding. I don't know who they are.
I know. All right. Well, he paid for a blue star beside his name. So good on you, Brad. Good on you. But Brad says...
Oh, I'll go back there. I'm sorry.
Brad,
I'll go back
Brad, there. Well, I'm just... I mean, I think... So Brad says there are plenty of riders out there who put out puff pieces like puff puff pass, act like a fanboys when it comes to someone like Rory, for example. That's not journalism. The fans like me, who've been a loyal fan of the tour for close to five decades. Not only did Brad pay for his little blue check mark, Brad is old as fuck. But he wants to know all sides. And I feel like if he sees Clint Eastwood, Clint might punch him because he now quotes the good, the bad, and he might as well have gone ahead and plagiarized even more and said the ugly, because definitely there's plagiarism going on there, Brad. There's you bought that blue star, and I don't know, puff pieces, puff puff pass, man. I mean, it's 20. I'm going to date the show, Dan, but it's 2023 for crying out loud. It's okay not to be okay.
So Alan Shipnuck responds and says, JT wants PR, not journalism. I've written many feel-good stories about golfers in the game, but scrutiny and criticism are sometimes warranted. Live versus a tour has become incredibly divisive, and I captured that. It's not my role to whitewash things.
Ooh. Whose side are you on here? Who you leaning towards?
I don't know. I know
you're a big JT fan.
I don't know. I don't know if they're true or not. If they're, you know, like I said, so at that point when Brooks was saying those things in July of 2022, he had just played the U.S. Open, most likely, right? And announced like the following week he was going to live. Rory, JT, all those guys. I think at the time, if I'm remembering correctly, we're pretty pissed off that he was going to do that. You know, he was the biggest guy going over there besides DJ, right? And they may have said some things in that. So now if you want to look fast forward 18 months and say, oh, no, we were cool with everything. Okay, but I don't necessarily think everybody was cool with that at the time.
So Cupcake, hold on. So JT, his dad was clearly a club pro in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Clearly. Spieth, I don't know. I don't recall his dad, but I think he was he at Colonial? Maybe that's where Spieth was for a while growing up. Maybe. I mean, when Cupcake says he came from nothing, marginal. I don't know, define nothing. I know
where he grew up. Yeah, he's from like Lake Worth, West Palm kind of area down there. There was no luxury where he grew up. No, he went to average high school and everything down there. I know where he grew up.
No country club.
No, not for him.
Now you're being a fanboy.
No. And then, well, I think like his great grandfather was a baseball player or something like that. But I don't think he didn't grow up with a lot of money. That's my understanding.
Tug McGraw? is that his great grandfather was Tug McGraw?
I'll tell you who his grandfather was.
I had no idea that his, what would that be, like his aunt in law would be. Faith Hill.
Faith Hill. Right? That's who it was. I think it was Dick Rout. I thought it was.
Well, you're the baseball guy. I mean, you should know this. What have you been doing all day?
Yeah, Dick Rout. Yep.
Dick Rout.
Grout, however you want to say it.
Dick Grout. Mm-hmm.
His great uncle. Yep. He played for the Pirates.
Boston Indians?
Pirates. Pittsburgh Pirates in 52. Finished with the Giants in 67.
He is from Florida, so I can see what he's doing there, matey. I think it's all publicity.
Hey, I'll tell you to JT and those guys. Okay, here's my take. All right, so this is, and you want to go first? You can go first. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, of course you did. So go ahead.
All right.
You already cut me off. You go ahead. You've already cut me off. Go ahead and tell the story. In fact, this week's PGA tournament will be played at the Shriner Circus, oddly enough.
The best thing that could happen to the PGA Tour is if one of them starts dating Taylor Swift.
Don't step in that big steaming pile of dung over there. It's elephant shit. It ain't tiger shit, that's for sure.
Man, they need it bad.
I don't know.
He's doing them favors.
He is doing them favors. I mean, this is free publicity.
Yeah.
I mean, this is Donald Trump right now. This is not a political show, by the way, and I am in no way endorsing or condoning the behavior that's going on with these gentlemen. I think they're keeping the stereotype alive, which good on you. And number two, ain't nobody else doing it. Mm-mm. Ain't nobody else doing it. I mean, we've got the Korn Ferry Tour and the LPGA Tour has invaded the PGA Tour, which just goes to show. I mean, it got so. By the way, congratulations to one Scott. Well, before we get there. What else do we? I'm going to segue us into the Shriners in a minute, but what else are we missing out? Oh, there's so much other good stuff in this tweeter. You got to pull up.
Oh, okay.
What do you call this? What do you call it now?
It's called X now.
The Xer. Xer.
I think I'm going to start calling it X on Twitter.com. The URL is still Twitter.com. So. All right, so hold
smoke,
on here.
Smoke
hold
and mirrors.
Hold on here.
Smoke and mirrors.
Where was it? I think it was down here, right?
Oh, there we go. Right, here oh, here sweet
this
Jesus.
This is what you want to talk about.
Sweet Jesus. Boy, these are some interesting looking folks. go ahead. I don't even know where to start.
So, this is off of a Nuclear Golf on Twitter. Following the Rory Bones parking lot fireworks at last week's Ryder Cup, Live Golf stars Pat Perez's wife Ashley commented on an Instagram post saying, I can't possibly be the only person that would absolutely love to watch Rory get his face punched in. I mean that way, and I mean that in the nicest possible way, kind of.
This isn't the first time Ashley's mad waves online. As she gave her opinion on Tiger Woods' car accident, literally, why driving under the influence is illegal. I don't feel bad for him. Thank God he didn't kill anyone. See ya. The post was quickly deleted. I don't even know what to say about this. I think she's not coming on the show. At least we didn't send an invite. She can send the invite our way if she wants to come on. She can invite herself on the show. The interesting choice of clothing, by the way.
Yep.
It looks like it's not very expensive. So not a lot of material. Why? What, to chime in about what? Pat got paid, right? So I think out of on the record, go back to episode 117 and a half. On the record saying Pat Perez was the biggest winner in the founding of Live Golf.
Absolutely. Him and Axe Homa. Yeah.
And also Axe Homa. I don't know. I mean, do you think he can't? I mean, can he say like, hey, like just pipe down. No more tweeting. You're not a golfer. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. She is a golfer, by the way. Plays at this little.
Really? She played at the Shriners this week?
No. She does play. She does play the little course out west, allegedly. But I don't know. It's warranted, not warranted, way off base, way out of whack. I mean, does it matter? Nobody cares. I mean, what do you think of it?
I don't think anybody really cares, but it just goes to show you how fired up people are with the divisiveness of LIV versus the PGA Tour. And we were hoping with this merger, which happened this summer, that things would be better by now, but it just does not seem to be getting any better anytime soon.
And by the way, if you're going to call shit on somebody, if you're going to call somebody out and you're going to treat them like a bitch, right? If you're going to call them out, get the facts straight. And I will tell you, I am the first person to say, don't ever let the truth get in the way of a good story.
True.
But when you're gonna call names, Rory was not in an altercation with Bones. Rory was in an altercation with Tiger Woods' ex-caddy, Joe LaCava. And Bones was just intervening into the situation.
It's true.
Joe was over in the background. You could not see him in the picture, in the video. But he was not in an altercation with Bones. So if you're going to call it out, that's fine. Get your facts straight. Put the pink dog down and get the facts straight.
Good point.
Just saying.
So Tiger tweeted this week, can't wait for TGL to launch in January. Catch the action on ESPN. So ESPN is going to cover the TGL, which is Top Golf for PGA Tour pros. And LIV Golf is on the CW. What's wrong with the world today?
Well, horrible. I mean, just look at this. Look at the image you're looking at right now. Are you stoked about this? You're probably as excited about this as you were watching the Big Cock Championship.
It's true.
But there's nothing about this that says, oh my God, I got it. This is... Ooh, I got one for you. So this plagiarism at its finest. I've got a new idea. It's a show where we're gonna get on TV and we're gonna play virtual golf into virtual screens, and Tiger Woods is gonna run everything. Is it real or is it snake oil? I mean, who does anybody really care?
No, I don't think anybody cares about this. I don't see how you can. Do you?
No. I mean, if you're if you're going to do whippets and you're going to have to like pound beer, what do they call the little thing where you put your head on the bat and you spin around in a circle and try to walk around, you know, with the bat trick or whatever that's called. If you're going to do that with a golf club and spin around and then try to hit a golf ball. Okay. No, I mean, this is horrible.
I will say we did come up with this idea like 3 or 4 years ago. We were talking to Tattersall about it. We said, you know, how do you do this?
Thing we plagiarized.
They plagiarized us. Now, we definitely came up with this idea many years ago, even though we didn't think it would work. It was a good idea. Like, it's fun to talk about, but putting money behind it and getting ratings, no way. No. Horrible. ESPN on like horrible. A Monday night, you're going to watch the TGL? No.
When's it releasing? February?
January. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what else are you going to watch? Basketball? Who the fuck wants to watch professional basketball?
Well, College Hoops is on that time of the year, isn't it? Maybe not Monday night, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they got themselves a little slot there that I don't know about that's going to be great, but I just don't see it. Oh, no, it says right here. It says Tuesday, January 9th. There you go.
Horrible. Horrible idea.
ESPN and ESPN Plus in prime time on Tuesday, January 9th. I don't know. ESPN is in a downfall for it, so maybe. Tell you this, this tweet here did not impact Disney stock one bit.
When's the last time you watched SportsCenter?
It's been a while. I don't really watch SportsCenter. Do you?
No, fuck no. When I realized it was on repeat every time, I'm like, I ain't watching that shit again. No, I mean, I spent years like watching it over and over and over and over and over. And I'm like, it's not even live at this point. I mean, this is like a recorded video that they did at 5 a.m. this morning when I was still passed out. And not watching that shit again.
Yeah. Good point.
No, it's horrible. Good Absolutely
point.
Horrible.
Good point.
Ugh. I don't know. Garbage, I tell you. Garbage, I tell you. What are you ready to head to the circus?
Yeah,
what,
I'm ready.
What
to else? Circus. We don't have anything else. I think we're good.
Circus, it is. All right. Well, Viva Las Vegas, baby. We are heading to, I don't know, like the 40th rendition of the Shriners Hospital for Children open. Tricking a lot of kids, a lot of children. So good on you on that one. And have you ever been to a Shriners circus?
No.
Well, I may or may not have had a grandfather that had a fez. I'm just saying. So it is in Las Vegas this year. It is going to be played at TPC Summerlin. It is going to be a par 71. It is going to be 7,255 yards. And yes, Lexi Thompson allegedly will be teeing it up with the bros and playing from the bros tees.
Oh, that's official. That's official. That's not allegedly.
Bros. Oh, it's official. Okay. Well, I didn't want to misspeak. You yell at me sometimes when I make statements and they're not confirmed. Before we get into what's happening and who's here, well, hold on. Let me tell you who's won here before. Let me tell you that where the Shriners, is it 40 years? I think it's about 40 years. 40 years in the making of a professional PGA golf tournament. We're once again to the levels of we're having to invite the likes of Lexi Thompson, LPGA professional player, 11 wins on her career, by the way, who's been not here, but on the PGA Tour. We've had Annika Sorenstam show up and play. We've had Michelle Wee show up and play. Numerous others have shown up and played. I don't know how we're going to do it. We'll talk. We don't have any stats on her, so we can go to Data Golf. But we're probably not going to do that. We're going to rely on our friends at Fantasy National. But as far as the Shriners Open goes, Tom Kim, he's here again. Guess who's back? It's like a Slim Shady song. Tom Kim is back defending his championship. Who else has played well here? Matt Wolf's played well here. Martin Laird is a two-time winner. He's been a runner-up a couple times, at least once that I see. Cantlay's been a winner here. DeChambeau's been a winner here. Kevin Na's been a winner here. So really, Smiley Kaufman will be commentating here and also has been a winner. I don't think he's in the field. We'll take a look and see. Webb Simpson's been a winner here. Ryan Moore. It's really kind of across the board. I mean, what I would say is fairways are going to be at a premium. And I mean, don't hit it in the junk. Don't hit it in the desert, and you're going to have a ball to play once you get there. Before we get too far into this, last week's five-man playoff, friend of the show, Scott Stallings, looking good. Looking so close.
Yeah.
So close, man. Yeah. Ben Griffin must have been having flashbacks of predatory lending back in his in his lending days, because his hand, it wasn't very steady. No, I can tell you that. Who, ma'am was standing over there. I guess, I don't know, girlfriend or sister, whatever it was. But they were ready to just, they were going to shower him with love and congratulations. And Ben Griffin chokes it up, gets themselves into a five-way playoff, and didn't work out. It worked out about as good as my one and done, Emiliano Grillo, who did not see the weekend.
Yeah.
At the Big Cock Championship.
Yeah.
So, but hey, congratulations to Luke List, who now has a Big Cock trophy. I'd love a Big Cock trophy.
That's a big deal, man. Yeah.
Just saying. He played well. Cock trophy. Of course it's a big deal. How could it not be?
Yeah.
All right. So heading over to see our friends at fantasynational.com. The 2023 Shriners Children's Open. You want to look at last 50 rounds? I'm good to look at last 50. I think we've got enough people that we don't know about. Yep. I think last 50 is probably a fair assessment of what's happening here.
Yep.
You know why I was excited about last week's tournament, Dan?
What's that?
The trophy. Hoisted the trophy. I was excited about the trophy.
Yeah.
Because who wouldn't like to play for a Big Cock trophy?
Exactly.
This week, I think they actually should. And I know Shriners, it's like a code, and you got to be a Mason, and then you're a Shriner, and you down the list, and you got to ride a goat naked, and nobody else can watch. I mean, it's an ordeal to become a Shriner. But the Shriners do a lot of good things for the kids and trick a lot of kids. I think they ought to give away a fez with a propeller on it, to like a golden propeller. I mean, that ought to be the trophy.
That's a good point.
I think it'd be a great trophy. All right. So where do you want to start, man? Let's,
we could have got $10,000 and above. I mean, you got Adberg and Tom Kim, Cam Davis, JT Poston. So there's your, you got four up there. Cameron Davis and Poston are model rank 1 and 2 in this field. You know, they've been on fire. So Davis has, you know, finished 3 at the Fortinet a couple of weeks ago. That's pretty dang good, right? I mean, that was before the Ryder Cup, right? Yeah, that's when Max Homa was playing, just before the Ryder Cup and all that.
Doesn't suck.
So I think Aberg's been on fire, though, right? Gosh, yeah.
And look good. I mean, T2 last week, I mean, he was he has been on fire. And I mean, look good at the Ryder Cup. He was T14 at Wyndham, T2 at Sanderson. I don't know how you really steer away from him. I mean, that's probably, I mean, the odds aren't the best. I don't know how you get away from it, though. I mean, that guy's, it's coming. It's coming his way. It's coming real hard, real hard and real fast.
He may be my one and done.
I wouldn't blame you. I would say that's probably a safe bet. Even though we do have a little bit of golf coming up for the end of the year. But, I mean, if you're on a heater and he's young enough and things are going his way. Cam Davis, I mean, I could see things kind of working out well for Cam here. I don't know that I think I'm off Tom Kim on this one. I don't really know. I mean, Tom Kim has had some good outings in playing across the water, but I don't know that I'm going there. I think I'm starting in the $9,000 range because there's some good play. I'm saving some money. Yeah. And you got to save at least $6,100 to get Lexi Thompson.
That's right. That's right. Should we start there? So where are you starting in the 9,000? You starting with who?
What's Eric Cole's ownership going to be? I'm sure it's going to be high.
15.
Yeah. No, so it's not that bad. I mean, I think Siwoo's very interesting at 11%. That's probably where I'm starting. I mean, Siwoo's got a good course history here. There's something to be said for course history. I mean, I think it's a Siwoo play for me to start the board out.
Eric Cole's right there. You said we decided 15% ownership, but T35 at Sanderson, T4th at the Fortinet. So, I mean, that's a good place to start too, though. You think it's just too much ownership there?
I think that we don't have to go there just yet.
Okay, we can maybe come back. Anybody else down here? What do you like, Shank?
What about Hadwin at 9,300? What's Hadwin looking like?
13%. I like Shank.
All day, 12.5%.
You think so?
All day. Yeah.
Over Shank.
Come on it. Hadwin, T10, T6, T34, and T4 here. I mean, Shank's had a good outing too, but I think Shank's what? He's 18, 20%?
I know. It's only 100 bucks less, though.
Shank's at 18.5% ownership over Adam Hadwin. I mean, we'll play both. We'll have plenty of money. Won't you pick Lexi in the lineup? that does it for me, though. That's I'm out after. I mean, I could play anybody. Do I think that Adam Hadwin is lights out better or going to play better than Adam Shank? Absolutely not. Yeah. Or vice versa. Yeah. So there you go.
What about Alex Smalley down here? Model rank 4 at 8,500 bucks.
Yeah, I'll take it.
You'll take it?
Sign me up.
T16 last week, 65th at St. Jude, which is a playoff event. Missed a couple cuts. John Deere T2, but playing great, though, right? Yeah, 6.6% ownership. Yeah, that's pretty strong.
No, sign me up.
Should we be doing a lineup?
We should actually be doing a lineup. That's when you move along. I think so.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we? Look at you. You're so efficient these days.
Well, I just know we spend a lot of time on the other part of the show. So
you've really changed your attitude coming into this new season. I'm starting to like it.
You said mix it up. You said we're going to mix it up this year. So I took Siwoo. And then,
well, I did it different. I'm doing this show pantless. I'm not wearing pants right now.
Yeah, nobody tell him I didn't have them on last year too. Just don't tell him.
I think Siwoo's a good play.
And then you want Hadman as well?
No, you like Shank. Let's roll Shank and let's see where we get to.
All right.
Let's see what this turns into. We're already at $7,700. I like JT Poston too. I think JT, but we can't afford him just yet. We gotta
Poston. I was kind of toying with that as a one and done as well. Yep.
I like that. It could be mine, by the way.
So we said Smalley.
You're really cutting the corners here, bud.
Well, you said you liked it, but you don't like it.
I do like it. It's just, so now we're at $7,400. So let's start fiddle farting around here. And what about Griffin? I mean, he's going to be a fragile shell of a man showing up to any place he plays next. I'm steering clear.
How much is he?
You know, Sam Ryder, actually, he was on a little bit of a streak there coming into the weekend last week. I wouldn't say that it necessarily fared well for him. Finishing at T51.
How much are you at? You're way down here at 7,500. Okay.
I'm already in the 7,000s. Yeah. You know where you're gonna love this. First off, so there's two people at $7,200. Three people, and that people love it. Actually, there are three people. One of them has missed the cut three times here. Another one has missed the cut twice. But at $7,200, I could probably get behind some Cam Champ. What's Cam Champ's ownership at $7,200? I know you love Cam Champ.
He loves courses like this.
I know he does. And it's Vegas, baby.
He finished T9 last week.
All right.
I told you last week I liked Champ. I liked Peter Quest.
No, you did not say that. You absolutely didn't say that.
Look at the game table.
You didn't say that. There's no chance.
I didn't say
that.
No chance. I did say like Champ earlier in the year, but obviously didn't do well.
What about our boy Stallings? He has not played particularly well here in the past, but I think Stallings is coming out with a little, he might have a little bite to him.
I like it. Let's go Stallings next. All right.
What would Alan Shipnick say about this?
Don't be divisive.
$8,000. Market done.
$8,000 for what?
For our next player.
Oh, you want?
Don't even think about it. You know who it is at $8,000. You're looking at the screen.
Well, I'm not there. I'm up here at $7,000. You went way low on me.
Well, I had to.
Well, you got two guys at $8,000.
I know.
Similar ownerships.
Don't only mention the one that we're gonna pick.
Hubs.
Of course. I mean, yes. Why would we say no?
That's a good point. You can come back to Champ now.
Well, I've already got him in.
Oh, okay. All right.
I want some of that. I hope he wears shoes that don't match this time. Because guess what he can wear the next day? He can wear another pair of shoes that he hadn't worn the previous day that don't match either. Yeah, I mean, it's like, holy shit. Okay, so I do want to talk for a minute about, it's going to be longer than a minute, but I'll try and keep it not brief. $6,100. Ain't no course history.
Down here with the Duff. Man, Duff's been playing good, too.
Okay, so do this for me. In the $6,000 range. Ooh, you know what? Let's do this. We don't have to take long.
Okay.
Just let's do another lineup. You can do there'll be a single entry cheapo whatever.
Yeah, we got it.
Let's do a $6,000 lineup of everybody except for her. She ain't gonna make the cut, by the way.
Oh, this is interesting.
Shake it. So what other six golfers would you pick?
I just picked one. Definitely give Duff. Me Duff. Yeah.
Duff's good. Yeah. What did Zach? Did Zach Blair make the cut last week?
How much is he?
Not much. Not much more than the clown show. 6,500. He missed the cut, so I don't need to go there. Jimmy Walker. He's a cut maker. And Jimmy's desperate too.
You
man.
Want Jimmy?
I don't know. Desperation. What is desperation? What do they say? Desperation fuels mediocrity, or what do they say about that?
Yeah.
Jimmy Walker cut, T44 cut, T74, T24. I don't know. Hold, please. no, but I'll take Joel Damon at 6,700. And I'm not trying to convince anyone that Joel Damon is $6,100 versus her at $6,100. I'm just saying, who's she taking a spot away from? I mean, it could be anybody. But why? You know why? Because we're down here picking people in the $6,000 range. And
pretty much Schnitt.
Oh yeah, I'll take some sneds.
Yeah, I like that.
He's been kicking back over again.
Yeah, he's been doing good.
I think he's won here before though. Hold, please. Weber, but he's not in the $6,000 range. One, no, sneds is not one here. But yeah, I think I got some sneds for you. We got to stay in that lower tier though, the $6,000 range. Who else do we like down here?
Oh, the lower tier. Okay, lower tier. I got you. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's get around her range. I mean, who do we like better? I mean, I like Jim Herman better. Lexi.
What about Doc?
Let's see. What's Doc done here? I mean, we could go some. Okay, yeah, I like a little Doc love. Doc's been playing fine.
All right, two more.
You know, let's see what DraftKings points looks like. It's six in the $6,000 range. Ben Martin could be interesting. What's Ben Martin look like at 6,700? Okay. I know I said go cheaper.
Actually, we should go to Norlander. He finished T2 last week.
Ooh, okay. I'm good with that. I think we got one more dude.
One more. And you said Ben Martin?
I did, but we don't have to go Ben Martin.
He was T16 last week.
Harry Hall's down here. Yeah, let's go Ben Martin.
Okay, Ben Martin. All right, lock it in, Johnny.
Hold on. Did you really find it? Oh, I did find Ben Martin. How much is Laird, by the way?
That's a good pick. He plays well down here.
Two-time winner.
Yeah. How much is Laird?
I don't know. Let me see. Laird is... No. We got to stay with Martin. He's 7,100.
All right. Sounds good.
Mark it a zero, Donnie.
Mark it a zero.
Does she make the cut? Yes or no? No matter what the money is, what bet do you take?
I don't think so.
I don't either. Waste of space.
Yeah.
You'd have been better off. Why didn't they invite previous champion DeChambeau? I mean, clearly, Lexi Thompson is not a member of the PGA Tour.
It's true. You're a good point. I would like to see it.
Why didn't they invite DeChambeau?
That's true.
They could have been. What about Matt Wolf?
Matt Wolf.
Where's Matt Wolf at, by the way? Since Brooksy canned him for the Golden Boys, I mean, where's he lingering around at?
Definitely not some mental issues. He's hanging out with Osaka. Who's trying to make a comeback next year. We'll see.
Middle finger is sore. That's all I can say. Right. Sore middle finger. All right, who are you taking this week for your, who you got to win the tournament?
Aberg, how do you say it, Aberg?
Well, you say tomato, I say tomato. Eric Cole for me. I think this is an Eric Cole getting her done kind of field.
Okay, I like it.
We're going to reset at the beginning. Here's who is not. Let's see. Let's make sure he hasn't withdrawn. Here's who I'm not. I'm a fan, and I want to see him play well. He's probably going to play better on the craps table than he is on the golf course at Summerlin, is Hoagie.
Yeah, there you go.
Hoagie, he's a big gambler. He loves the gamble.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew?
No.
Let's see. In football news, your fans look good again.
Oh, yeah.
A-Chain, by the way, I heard he's got a little knee problem, so I don't know what they're going to do there. I think, were they into Carolina this week? Is that what it is? Carolina's 0-6. Fans are 0-5, maybe. I don't think Carolina's won a game yet. Fans lost one.
Carolina's terrible.
I'm just saying, they got to get one at some point.
You know who I went to go see this last weekend here in Raleigh? Came into town. Stand-up comedian. You ready? I'm going to give you the quote. You ready for this? Oh, yeah. A lot of pressure. You got to rise above it. Got to harness it. Got the good energy.
Block out the bad.
Feel the flow, Happy. Feel it. It's circular. It's a carousel. You know what I'm talking about?
Seinfeld.
Kevin Nealon. Remember Ken, Happy Gilmore? Feeling the flow.
How was it? Was it good?
He was great. Yeah, I like Kevin Nealon. He's a great stand up. Yeah.
What event or what venue?
He was over here at Charlie Goodnight's in downtown Raleigh. Yeah.
Did you get COVID while you were there?
Probably.
Was anybody wearing a mask?
I don't think I remember anybody seeing him wearing a mask. No.
Just you.
Just me.
No, all right. Okay. Well, you got to be safe out there.
Exactly.
You never know. You don't want to contaminate.
He was great. I Nealon's funny. He's a good guy. Yeah.
So I've been YouTubing around. By the way, if you haven't, if you're just listening to this and you want to see what we look like, I mean, I don't like to boast, but I mean, not bad looking fellas. And I mean, I'm not saying you're looking for a nice looking fellow, but if you were, I mean, we're not. I mean, it's easy on the eyes is what
easy,
I would say.
Easy.
So I was on YouTube. By the way, you can go to Birdies and Bourbon on YouTube and you can see what we look like. I feel like I've been gaining some weight, by the way. I feel like my clothes are getting a little snug. It is getting to be wintertime. It's getting cool. It was like 40-some degrees when I took old Dixie out this morning. It is bulking season.
How cold was it this morning? It was 42
Like 46 or something. Mm. I mean, I put a light jacket on. It was crisp. Dixie loved it, though. Dixie was, she was, and no squirrels were out, foraging for nuts.
You go shorts or you go pants in 46 degree weather?
I wore my joggers.
You wore joggers? Oh, okay.
I went jogger. I would say I have them on right now, but I don't. I took them off for the show. I think I'm going to do the show pantless for 2023.
Yeah, why not?
If we start getting some funding on our GoFundMe for the show, I might have the camera pointed not at my face for the entire show.
There you go.
Totally pantless.
Goals.
But the moral of the story. So I was dicking around on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I see all these movie advertisements. Have you seen what I'm talking about? I mean, there's DiCaprio stuff. There's
DiCaprio.
Benicio del Toro stuff. I mean, they're like movies out the ass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, there's no way that they can release all these movies this year. It's impossible. I mean, they can, but I'm like, why has no one heard about these movies?
I've seen the preview partly for the DiCaprio one. I haven't seen Benicio's. What is he in? Same thing or different one?
It's kind of like a spinoff of the where he's like a killer. He's a Sicario killer attorney guy.
I love that.
Allegedly.
Let me look this up.
And there's all these Westerns that are out. And I mean, I swear, Nick Cage has like 17 fucking trailers out of movies that he's in. There's one where he's this buffalo hunter, where he's out buffalo hunting and he's killing and raping and pillaging all the, by the way, Happy, I'm going to date this show. Happy indigenous people there. To my fellow Melungeons.
Mm-hmm.
I love you too.
Oh, was it Reptile? Not Reptile. Something else, right?
Maybe Reptile.
Okay. All right.
Oh, with Justin Timberlake in it.
Does
yeah,
he
JT.
This is
yes,
what you're talking just, about?
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I see this. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. It's on Netflix.
Yes. Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. You should go watch it there. Right. Yeah.
Is it already out?
Yeah, it says September 29th on this on IMDb.
No, bullshit.
It says September 9th on IMDb. Yeah.
Then maybe that's when they recorded it. But no chance. No chance.
Okay, well, I don't know. Yeah. Mm. Either way, you can watch that one.
Look up Nick Cage. Nick Cage, the Buffalo Hunter. See if that's real.
Nicolas Cage.
Because I'm like going, what the fuck? Who's making up all these movies? I don't remember the name of it, but it's like Damn the West or Killing the West.
What am I looking for him?
Or,
he's got a ton of stuff in 23. What am I looking for?
Exactly. There's something where he's like a buffalo hunter, where he's like killing all these buffaloes. He's shaving his head with them.
The old way, maybe?
No. You should be able to pull up Buffalo Hunter, Nick Cage.
Okay, I don't see it. Maybe it's upcoming.
That's weak sauce.
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Nick Cage, Buffalo Hunter. I mean, this should be elementary right here. But I mean, no shit. I typed in Nick Cage, Buffalo Hunter, and the first fucking thing that pulls up is Butcher's Crossing.
It says on IMDb that's from 22. I don't know.
Well,
maybe they postponed it.
There's like all these friggin' these movies that are like, I mean, I can't believe Nick Cage has got like 17 movies that are coming out. It's unbelievable. Go spend some time on our YouTube page and these things will pop up for you too.
Nice. Good.
Hold on. Who else is coming out here? I can't even believe this is happening. I'm like, look, Butcher's, I don't even know what a Butcher's Crossing is, but, Taylor Swift, by the way, there's a new movie, Taylor Swift movie coming out.
I told you that was what the whole Kelsey thing is all about. God. Promoting that thing.
I mean, holy shit. How horrible could that be? Oh, the killer with, Fassbender and David Fincher. There's a new Hunger Games coming out. I mean, good Lord, who ain't in line for the Hunger Games?
Exactly.
I mean, there's some stuff that's coming out. You're going to be blown away, Dan.
I'm looking forward to it. We've been in a little bit of a drought here, you know?
The Hell's Angels, origin stories coming out. I thought that was done with, who's the guy that wrote Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas? Hunter S. Thompson. I thought Hunter S. did that, but now it's coming out again. They're dropping a new one on us. So,
That's cool.
I don't know, maybe it'll be a bad winter and we'll get to spend a lot of time. We should watch it and we should record ourselves watching it and we can make commentary as it goes along.
Well, we could watch it and then we could just do a little,
what about Bourbon in a Movie?
I think we already called it Bourbon in a Movie, right? Yeah, that's what it
was. Oh, we could do it. I mean, we could call it.
Get Madamski to watch it with us, and then we could do that.
Yeah, only if we do it painless.
There you go.
Only if it's painless. All right. What else you got? Who's your one and done, by the way? You said Lexi Thompson. Lexi Thompson.
I'm looking forward to seeing her if she does well. I mean, but you know, like you point, I mean, put Bryson back out there or something, you know? Yeah, the reason that the ratings are down is because you let all your stars go to live and now they aren't playing. And yeah, it's just, yeah.
Did you ever see the movie Roadhouse?
Have I?
You're paid to play. Play.
Exactly.
I mean, what are you doing? I mean, show me the talent, baby.
Cantlay said I'm not paid to play.
Ooh, should they? We can bring this up on the next show, but should Ryder Cup players, should they be outright, not compensated, but should they be paid to play?
Yeah. We'll do that next time.
All right. Leave a comment. Yes or no?
All right. There you go.
Till next time.
Cheers.